بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله all praises be to Allah. We seated you with a concern for deen. Sometimes a person will say, I need this and I need that and I need this and that. But many a time it's not need, it's greed, it's desire. And then for that desire, the man feels, I need to change deen to accommodate the desire. Whereas one of the greatest needs is to sacrifice those desires and to preserve deen in the original. You see, one is that nafs, the desire. Desire wants freedom. No one must tell me what to do and how to do. It's a wild beast, freedom. Person only moves on desire, is moving for destruction. Allah's love for us, Allah give us intelligence. The desire comes under intelligence. To a certain extent, the safety. But now this intelligence as well also wants freedom. My thinking, my view, my intelligence. And this intelligence is limited. Comes to a certain point, can't think further. But we have to reach Jannat, paradise. So a person with intelligence alone will stop, can't reach destination. Once again, Allah's love and mercy on us. Allah give us deen. So we bring the intelligence and the deen. And now inshallah, the person will reach his destination. Now to understand this desire and to understand intelligence, the simple example of the royal falcon in the royal palace, enjoying royal food. But unfortunately, instead of appreciating royalty, this royal falcon every now and then was peeping out through the window, admiring the other falcons high in the sky, freedom. So one day, no one in the palace, window was open, falcon thought, this is my chance, freedom. So it escapes. In that excitement of freedom, high in the sky, not seeing where it's flying, it hits into something, falls to the ground unconscious. Old man walking past, sees poor bird on the ground. So he picks it up to take care of it. He doesn't know now he's picking up royal. Takes it home. Falcon before. So as he's moving the wings, he sees very big wings. So he thinks to himself, this bird doesn't look after itself. So he trims the wings. Then he sees the claws. And he says, this bird really doesn't look after itself. Long nails. So he clipped the claws. Then he saw the beak. And now he got angry. You naughty, you really don't look after yourself. So he cut the beak as well. So as he's trimming and clipping and cutting, he heard outside shouting. Soldiers of the palace are shouting. Has anyone found the royal falcon? Old man got a shock. I'm playing with royalty here. So quietly opens the door. No one's there. Leaves the bird out and runs back in. Soldiers come along. They are too happy to find the royal falcon. They take it to the palace. When the king saw the condition of his falcon, he was heart sore. By now the falcon was conscious and nice and hungry as well. So the king placed the royal food in front. So the falcon opened the wings to fly and reach the meat, only to realize my wings are gone, falls to the ground. So it hops, comes to the meat. throws the claws in to tear, only to realize my claws are gone. So he bends down to eat, only to realize my beak is gone. Now for that royalty, it requires loyalty. Two main lessons here. Outwardly, the palace was restriction. In reality, it was protection. The moment the falcon moved on desire, outwardly it felt freedom. In reality, it was destruction. Allah save us, sometimes a person in deen is feeling restricted. And he feels deen is true. That restriction is our protection. The moment I move on my desire, outwardly I'll feel freedom. But in reality it's my destruction. I left my deen. And then the old man, how sincere he could have been. But he used his own intelligence, thinking he's caring and looking after the bird. He ended up destroying the bird. He used his own intelligence. So sometimes a person, he uses his own mind. He can be how sincere, but not consulting, not taking guidance. And he's thinking he's promoting deen, but he's chopping, changing, diluting, destroying deen. Maulana Ibrahim Delva Sahib gives the example Molias. So one is our deen is protecting. Number two is our deen is rewarding. So Ibrahim Sahib says more or less, the laws of the world, punishment. The world is too poor to reward us. For example, person driving on the highway 150. Policeman stops him, fines him. But if the man is driving 120, you will never ever find policeman stops him and say, good man, you keep into the laws, there's a prize for you today. We reward you. World too poor to reward us. Our deen, rewarding. Punishment is natural if we break the law. Otherwise, Allah wants to give us, wants to reward us. And the Mawlana says after that, not just rewarding, rewarding although we're not deserving. An example of that is the tailor. So, tailor, he sews clothes for us and he says pay. So we'll pay because he sewed for us, benefit is for us. But if he sewed clothes for himself and he says pay, we say sorry, you sewed for yourself, no benefit for me, why should I pay you? So that's the world. But our Allah is such, I'm eating and drinking for myself. I'm sleeping for myself. I did it the sunnat way, with the right hand on the right side. Benefit is for me, no benefit for my Allah. But my Allah is rewarding me, although I'm not deserving. So our deen is protecting, rewarding, although we're not deserving. And with all of that, our deen is complete. On one side you have glad tiding, and then you have warning. Now the beauty of warning, Ibrahim Saliji Sahib gives the example more or less. I'm driving 220 on the highway. At the bottom of the road, Mr. Policeman is standing with a pretty camera. I don't know. But the drivers in the opposite lane, they know. Now they, instead of flashing and warning me, they are waving and congratulating me. In that excitement, I press accelerator a little bit more. And I'm moving 260. The moment the policeman stops me, what goes through my heart? You all knew. And you didn't warn me. Molana, you knew. And you didn't warn us. That interest, insurance, medical aid not allowed. You didn't warn us, Molana. So it's just not warning. understand the language of love. It's loving. And then Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib gives a further example. We're in a gathering, but unfortunately it's a mixed gathering, which is not permissible. And then to add to it, there's music playing, there's videoing, photography happening, all not permissible. So I'm in the front of the gathering. And I can see from the back of the gathering one big snake has entered. So if I stand in the front and I say that they're having such good fun over here, I don't want to spoil the fun. And I remain silent. And the snake comes in and takes a good few lives. And then they come to know, Molana, you knew. And you just stood there silent. It wasn't a time of silence. You had to warn us. So appreciate warning. When our elders, when our ulama, they caution us, it's a heart of love. Understand the language of love. They're not shouting us. They're loving us. Because they're not spoiling our fun here. They want us to have fun forever in the akhirat hereafter. So our deen, protecting, rewarding, although we're not deserving, full of glad tidings, full of warning, it's complete. Now Allah Ta'ala informs us in the Quran Majid, Banu Israel, they sold their deen. The Jewish scholars, they changed the command of Allah in exchange for commercial gains from the people. How it worked out was, if someone came for a ruling, the scholar told the person exactly what he wanted to hear, provided he paid for it. So you see me right, I see you right, that see right is completely wrong. So they sold their deen. We have to be so grateful. We still have such pious elders, ulama around us. They won't sell our deen. The original is still being presented. It's a matter of us appreciating. Because at the end of the day, when I go to buy one car, I don't buy the car because the hooter sounds good. Hooter can sound very good. But it is no engine. Where that hooter will take me? The car can't move. There's no engine. So sometimes the person sounds very good. The hooter sounds very good. He's on the YouTube and it's a very flowery thriller. And I'm going for the sound. But the man's engine is not right. His beliefs, his heart is not right. Where is going to take us? We have to become very selective in the times we're living. Who I'm listening to. What I'm reading. I can't just go by the sound of the hooter. You see, there's two types of speakers. One is the entertainer, and the other is a sincere speaker. Entertainer, when he speaks, his main concern is the hearts of the people. I mustn't make anyone angry. Everyone will be happy, but I want to keep the crowds on my side. Even if it means I'll break Allah's command, change Nabi some sunnat. But as long as everyone is happy, that's an entertainer. And Allah save us, there's many of them on the YouTube and wherever else. And then we have a sincere speaker. His main concern is the deen of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thousands of hearts can break. Let them break. Leave breaking one command of Allah. We won't allow one change in the command of Allah. Sincere speaker. And what's the end result? You see, oud, original oud, is concentrated. You put one drop on yourself, that fragrance lasts, long lasting. It's concentrated. On the other hand, you have a diluted fragrance. Empty the whole bottle on yourself. After a few moments, there's no fragrance. Diluted. The entertainer, who's diluted in dunya, in the world, in people, in material, and to add to that, he's even diluted the deen. So I'm listening to him for hours and hours, entertainment. With the command of Allah, zero difference in my life. On the other hand, a sincere speaker, who's concentrated, Allah and Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah, concentrated. He gives a few words, and the effect is long lasting, with the command of Allah changing lives, with the command of Allah, concentrated. Our deen is not entertainment. Person goes to the doctor, he doesn't tell the doctor, you're a boring doctor. So many years I'm coming to you, not one time you gave me a thrilling story. And last 30 years you give me the same old brown syrup. Make it a pink one today, and a blue one tomorrow. That doctor will say, look here my friend, you want entertainment, go somewhere else. You come to me for treatment. Our deen is not entertainment. It's beautiful treatment. The other religions changed, diluted, chopped, rearranged. The whole goal became entertainment. We are so fortunate we still have deen in its original. Every one of us that is seated here, it's our duty, our responsibility, that we all make the effort together to preserve this deen in its original. We can't allow entertainment to destroy. If you look at the service today, there's no service left. It's music. Whereas music is not even supposed to be part of a service. But where they ended up, Islam is only living, only deen alive, provided we continue. And one of the greatest fears Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for his ummah was regarding every hypocrite who has the command of the language. You know, we say sweet poison, sweet on the outside, but poison on the inside, flowery on the outside, but empty on the inside. Outside, he's speaking Arabic, Quran, Hadith, but in reality, misinterpretation. He diluted. He changed. So Allah give us that understanding. Our deen is original. It's our duty to keep it original. And the only way that will happen with the command of Allah, don't move on to entertainment. And then destroy. Allah give us a correct understanding.